Winter weather can make travel treacherous, but once upon a time, you simply hooked up your horse or team to a sleigh to make the trip over snow. Sleighs may be long gone, unless you go to Bill's shop. He has more than anyone else in all of North America. His story is this edition of The American Countryside. One day, Bill Engel was at a sale where an old sleigh was being sold. They were tearing it apart to just sell the runners. He hated to see the historical item reduced to pieces.
And we sing Dashing Through the Snow and Jingle Bells and what have you, and we have no idea. Most people have never, ever ridden in a sleigh, let alone seen one. And so it was my idea to start accumulating the sleighs and in my spare time to start refurbishing or at least to save them.
He came back to Denver, Missouri, population 40, to form the Denver Sleigh Works. He's slowly refurbishing, or at least stabilizing, the many different types of sleighs once common for snowy travel.
You had fire sleigh, and you had a mail sleigh to deliver the mail, and you had a doctor sleigh, which was enclosed to keep the doctor warm. You had a school bus, school coach.
Bill has old ads for sleighs showing you could purchase one for a very small price.
They ranged anywhere from less than $10 on up. And you could get any number of accessories with them, much like you could originally with a car. The type of upholstery, and whether it had doors, or whether it had springs, and the type of hitch that it had on it.
Many of the companies that made sleighs still exist.
There was John Deere, made Deere Weber sleighs. You had Studebaker, a company called McLaughlin out of Canada, which became General Motors of Canada.
Bill has about 130 sleighs in his shops in various stages of restoration. But what about the sleighs tied to our Christmas carols? That's next time as we travel the countryside. In Denver, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.